Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're looking at the topic, It is Important to Listen to God, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 43, verses 8 to 13. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah in Tapanes, saying, Take great stones in thy hand, and hide them in the clay in the bricklin, which is at the entrance of Pharaoh's house in Tapanes, in the sight of the men of Judah. And say unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will send and take Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and will set his throne upon those stones that I have hid, and he shall spread his royal pavilion over them. And when he cometh, he shall smite the land of Egypt, and deliver such as are for death to death, and such as are for captivity to captivity, and such as are for the sword to the sword. And I will kindle a fire in the houses of the gods of Egypt, and he shall burn them and carry them away captives, and he will array them with the land of Egypt. A shepherd putteth on his garment, and he shall go forth from hence in peace. He shall break into the images of Beth Shemesh that is in the land of Egypt, and the houses of the gods of the Egyptians shall he burn with fire. Unless we are willing to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, we will not know where to go and how to know when God has given us a message from his servant. My heart sunk today as I reflected on the attitude of God's people towards a message they received from God through the prophet Jeremiah. Why are we such a stubborn and stiff-necked people? Why don't we listen to the words of the servant of the Lord? Why do you continue to have such faith and confidence in carnal nature? Why do we believe that we know more than those who have been in constant connection with God? It's so sad to see that in Jeremiah chapter 42, God warned the people that they should remain in Judah and not go to Egypt. It is so interesting that after receiving clear instructions from the Lord through the prophet Jeremiah, that the people under the instruction of Johanan left Judah and went into Egypt. My heart is heavy as I read the passage of scripture. Do you know that it is so sad? The fact that after reading so many of these stories in the Bible, those of us who live as Christians today behave in the same manner. We just don't seem to be able to learn from the tragic mistakes that the children of Israel made. Unfortunately, like the children of Israel, we believe that we know more than the servant of God. Instead of taking some time when we are in doubt to talk to the Lord for ourselves, we lean onto our own understanding and therefore find ourselves in a similar position. Let us take a few minutes to see what message the Lord gave to those disobedient people who, under the leadership of Johanan, left Judah and went to Egypt. And we read that a few minutes ago in Jeremiah chapter 43, verse 8 to 13. Now, do you see what the Lord said to them again? It is the same thing that the Lord said to them in Jeremiah chapter 42, verse 15 to 17. And now, therefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if you wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to sojourn there, then it will come to pass that the sword, which you fear, shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine, whereof you were afraid, shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence, and none of them shall again or escape, remain again or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. That is the word of the Lord. Unless we are willing to obey the voice of the Lord, we are going to find ourselves in the same position as the children of Israel. Unless we decide to pay attention to the message that God sent through his servants, we are going to find ourselves in a position where God will have to send, or will have to allow us to reap the consequences of our bad choices. As followers of Christ, it's very important that we spend time in the secret place of the Most High. As followers of Christ, it is very important that we spend time fortifying our minds with the word of truth. It is very important that we surrender every year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that God can help us to what? Make the correct decisions, that we will not experience the same kinds of punishment that the children of Israel had because they were disobedient. Today, God is reminding us that he wants us to be obedient to his commandments, whether they come from the Bible or from his messengers. God is always going to hold us accountable for how we handle every instruction that he gives to us. And now let's look at Matthew Henry and his commentary and see what he has to say about these verses. One, that he should destroy many of the Egyptians and give them, or have them all, at his mercy. He shall smite the land of Egypt, and though it has been always a warlike nation, yet none shall be able to make head against him. But whom he will, he shall slay. And by what sort of death he will, whether pestilence, by shutting them up in places infected, or by the sword of war or justice, in cold blood or hot. And when and whom he shall save alive and carry into captivity. The Jews, by going into Egypt, brought the Chaldeans thither, and so did, but ill repay those that entertained them. Those who promised to protect Israel from the land of Babylon expose themselves to him. Number two, that he shall destroy the idols of Egypt, both the temples and the images of their god. He shall burn the houses of the gods of Egypt, but it shall be with a fire of God's kindling, the fire of God's wrath fastened upon them. And then he burns some of them and carries other captive. Beersheba, or the house of the sun, was so called from a temple there built on the sun, where at certain times there was a general meeting of the worshippers of the sun. The statues or standing images here he shall break into pieces and carry away the rich materials of them. It intimates that he should lay all waste when upon the temple, and the images should not escape the fury of the victorious army. The king of Babylon was himself a great idolater and a patron of idolatry. He had his temples and images in order of the sun as well as the Egyptians, and yet he is employed to destroy the idols of Egypt. Thus God sometimes make one wicked man or one wicked nation a scourge and a plague up to another. End of quote. I pray that we will ask the Holy Spirit to help us to learn to listen to his command, so that we will not end up in the same position as the children of Israel. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the word and for the reminder we need to obey. Strengthen us today. Give us the power to obey your will, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.